Good morning. It's about 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and joining me in the studio today, we have two representatives from the University of Alaska Southeast. Crystal Duncan is here. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
And Crystal is the personal education planner at the Sitka campus. And Louie Scott is also here. Good morning, Louie.
Good morning.
Louie, you're the outreach advisor in Ketchikan.
I am one of the outreach advisors in Ketchikan. The other one is Kate Govars.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for being in here. And we're here to talk today because you are taking your outreach to CAKE this evening. And I'm wondering, Crystal, how did this education symposium idea for CAKE come to be?
So it started about 6 months ago, but prior to that, and the reason that Louie is here is Sitka and Ketchikan, they both carry Title III grants. And so it made sense to us. We both had outreach written into it. We said, why don't we pair up, partner, be more effective when we go out there? So we started making trips out to these smaller communities just to kind of get a feel and a baseline for how UAS is being received, what the educational opportunities look like, how we can basically help. And so we did that pretty much our first year, met with stakeholders and other people who were willing to share information with us. And based on that, we said, okay, well, what can we bring to the table? So we were brainstorming. We thought, let's try something that we're going to call a mini symposium. So we did that. We said, okay, well, what are we going to address? And we said, well, what about all those barriers that they brought up? So the things that were preventing community members or potential students from even considering UAS. So then we said, well, why don't we address those? So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to have a community event in the evening open to everyone. So we hope everybody comes to at least share. We have four breakout sessions. You're not going to be able to go to all of them, but at least two of them. And that's what we're going to do is we're going to address barriers. We're going to try to knock them down. And then on Friday, we're going to hopefully have individuals come in, meet with us one-on-one, and get that additional attention so that we can help them in the process. Because it can be confusing. That's the reality. So there are going to be four of us tonight, two from Sitka, two from Ketchikan. And then tomorrow, there are going to be three of us available from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock at the library just to do those individual, meet those individual needs.
So this is in CAKE, and at tonight from 5:15 to 7:15 is the symposium, and that's at the elementary school.
Yep.
And then tomorrow you'll be available at the library in CAKE from 1 to 5.
You got it. And Okay. Those are right next to each other, so it should be good.
Right. And tonight's session is more about the breakout sessions, and so we're doing four different breakout sessions, hoping to sort of break down common barriers. One of the breakout sessions is about financial issues, how to get scholarships, how to get funding for college. Another one that I'll personally be doing is Never Too Late to Start. That's about adult degree seekers. I was an adult degree seeker myself, so I know some of the unique problems that comes along with. The later sessions are going to be What Can a Degree Do for Me? That's going to be Kate Govars. She'll be talking about degree selection, what kind of degree is right for the career that you're looking for, if a degree even is right. You know, she's very good at talking about these things. And the last one is going to be a college readiness class, and that one is from one of our very own Sitka professors, and she's just going to be talking about, you know, the normal skills that a college student needs to be successful, the kind of mental preparation that it takes to enter into college. So those are kind of the four sessions that we're looking to promote.
And who would benefit from coming to this event? Who would you like to see there tonight?
The entire community of CAKE.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. This is definitely not just for, high school students or younger students. We're looking for everybody who is interested in higher education. You know, as I mentioned before, I was a non-traditional student. You know, I worked construction and maritime for quite a few years before I came back to college. So, you know, we're looking to talk to those possible adult students as well. You know, we're trying to reach out to everybody.
And that's a great thing about UAS is that we do have a master's level program. We have the 4-year degrees, which people typically associate with higher education, but we have a lot of shorter term opportunities as well. And so I think we're the first to recognize even one or two classes can help you in career advancement. So We understand that people are coming with their different ideas of what they want to get out of UAS, and we're here to offer the entire array.
Right, so. And we're ready to talk about, like Crystal said, the full range of degree choices, everything from vocational stuff, maritime degrees, mm-hmm. welding degrees. You know, there's degrees in the health sciences that Sitka specializes in. We're ready to talk about everything, you know. And so if you're interested in different pursuits than just academics, come talk to us. You know, we're ready for that, too.
And how many people live in Cake?
About 400.
Okay. So what is the kind of goal of targeting small communities like Cake with only 400 people?
So that's a great question. You know, we have noticed as we've traveled throughout Southeast that a lot of the larger to mid-sized communities have a lot of high school counselor support. You know, they have multiple people throughout the community to sort of do this for people who are interested in higher education. But the smaller communities don't always have the resources to have all those people come in. And so that's one of our goals, is to come into the smaller communities and sort of offer these services that they might not get on a regular basis, you know. And so we really want to come in there and do all these things that people in the larger communities might have access to, but people in Cake or some of the smaller communities don't.
And then we also just want to acknowledge that we've worked with a couple of community partners out there who have helped us get these details into play.
So, they've been excellent.
Yeah, so Cake is going to be our first attempt at pulling this off, but the Organized Village of Cake, they've been instrumental, and then Cake Schools has given us a place to hold the facility. So we've definitely not been working at this alone. And so for other communities throughout Southeast, if you're interested, just know that outreach is built into our jobs, and this is something that we're very comfortable doing. So we're trying to build those partnerships so that these kind of things can happen. When you referenced counselors and support staff, they are fortunate that they got a grant, so they now have a counselor, but they don't have like the college fairs coming through. So we don't want them to be the forgotten ones. We haven't forgotten you. UAS will be there tonight.
So it sounds like this first event in Cake is hopefully the first of many, and you're hoping that other communities in Southeast will reach out and express interest in having your outreach kind of come to them.
We really are, yeah. What we've found is that, you know, with just a few energetic citizens in the community, you can really multiply our effect on a community. We've noticed in Cake, we've got tremendous partners, and they're excellent. And this event really is that much better because of them. And so, you know, we noticed, yeah, that's kind of the partnerships that we're looking for. You know, if we have a few partners in each community, we can really make these events special.
I think you mentioned when you came in, there's kind of a coincidental partnership that's going to happen this weekend. You're overlapping with another event in Cake?
Yeah, Clinkin and Hyder Regional Housing Authority, they go to these communities every year and they do free tax preparation. So I wanted us to sync our schedules. So I contacted Dawn. She's over there now. We're going to meet up with her. But over the course of 2 days, she's also going to be doing free tax preparation. And she's going to be at the Senior Center, which is right across the street from where we're going to be. The reason that those lend to each other is she's going to do the tax preparation. Your taxes are needed to do one of the steps, which is your FAFSA application. And so if you go see her, hopefully she's going to funnel you our way, and the two will complement each other. So she'll be there. We'll be there. We're excited to see her.
Awesome. How long have you both been working on this kind of outreach in Southeast?
So let's see now. We started sort of the basic outreach about 2 years ago. You know, we've been visiting different communities and trying to make connections, talking to different community stakeholders, and also holding sort of open sessions for community members to come in and get free advising. And that, of course, is coupled with supporting current students in all those communities. You know, we have math and English tutors that go on these trips as well. In other words, we are the math and English tutors. but, you know, we've been visiting communities, and that sort of developed into what this is. We thought we could do a little bit more on our travels, and so this is what we're trying out now.
Yeah. So how would you say, for someone who's just tuning in, how is this event going to be different than events in the past? What's new and exciting about your symposium?
Well, so if you've been to our events in the past, we've kind of just had some walk-in advising, you know. We've just sort of advertised to the community to come in and get some services. But for the first time now, we're having some events like we are, you know, you don't have to come and talk to us directly about advising. You can just come and learn and listen if you want to. Or you can come and talk directly about advising. That's fine, too. So, you know, this is sort of an event for people who are just looking for information if they want, you know, or, you know, they're just interested in this kind of thing.
So this is the Education Symposium in CAKE this evening. It's at the elementary school from 5:15 to 7:15 p.m., hosted by the University of Alaska Southeast. And tomorrow, Friday, from 1 to 5, advisors will be available at the library in CAKE as well. I've been talking with Louis Scott, who's an outreach advisor at the Ketchikan campus, and Crystal Duncan, who's a personal education planner at the Sitka campus. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Yeah, thanks for having us.